Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning. Good morning. My name is Arlene, and it's so great to be back. I don't know what to say exactly. I've been gone a long time, and I had to take a hiatus for the simple fact that there was a lot of business that I was doing. As you know, I'm a motivational speaker as well as being an author of the 21-Day Plan for a New Life. And I can tell you that if for a minute you think that I wanted to be, you know, AWOL, I didn't. I actually had to take time off because of previous business engagements and trying to straighten out a lot of things and, you know, dealing with other businesses that I'm involved in. So, I'm back, and it took me a few minutes to log in because I had to, you know, do something prior to logging in. And when I went to log in, I realized that it took a few minutes for me to get to the dashboard, so you know how that is. You know how that is. Okay, so I'm here to talk to you about being successful, getting money, having great sex in your life, losing weight or gaining weight, you know, just a whole bunch of different things that you think are impossible, but they're actually not. And at any given time, things can really, really change and go your way. I mean, it takes a little bit of effort. And, yeah, truth is, when it comes to changing, a lot of us have trouble with putting out this foot forward. And there's nothing wrong with that except for it often leads you not to be happy. You know, you're not really happy in the end if you do that. And for a lot of people, depression from not doing what you want to do or being who you want to be or having a job that you want to have can just send you over the edge. It really can just send you over the edge. And that's because you know you're capable of doing it. You know that you want to, but you may not know where to start, when to start, how to start, and you may need a little help. And I don't know how many people have reached out to other people on the internet or and found a lot of negativity, a lot of negativity. And often people aren't willing to give away free advice. You know, there's some kind of payment or there's some kind of donation. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing because it's actually not bad because if someone is paying their bills and stuff from the work that they're doing, whether it's instruction or hands-on, then that's understandable. That's understandable. I don't necessarily believe that you have to have someone pay you for advice. You know, I've given lots of advice over the years of being in business away for free. And I've gotten some advice, and some advice I had to pay for. And, you know, it just was an up and down thing. You meet some people who are really, really nice about it and others get angry about it, and still yet others, if you don't have enough advice to give them in return for the advice that they are giving you, then there's also more trouble in that area as well. But right now, what I want to talk to you about specifically is the fact that you can change your life and you can get free advice from people like myself. That goes without saying. Now, I'm not saying that I don't ask for money, especially if I'm given a seminar, I usually, I would like to have the people pay me for the simple fact that I have to pay for the place and for the refreshments and, you know, to transport there with whomever I need to use at that time, whether it's the cameraman, photographer, or whoever I need to go, you know, with me to do the seminar. So, I mean, everything can be accounted for, you know, as to why I ask for the money. And that's why I said that sometimes some people do ask for money, but I don't ask for much. I mean, my seminars are like $10, $5. You know, I stay within a reasonable range. I haven't done one in quite a while, but I'm about to. And that's something else that I'm going to be talking about right now in this show. If you are listening to this show right now, or, you know, listening to it archived, I want you to know that you can contact me, and my email is abmotivationnewyork@gmail.com. Now, anything you need help with, whether it's money, career, job, sex, you know, love, relationship, friends, family, children, teens, exercise, if you need to talk about your partner or your mate, or if you need, you know, ideas on business as to how to get started, anything like that, you can contact me, and I can talk to you through the email, and that's, you know, private. That's definitely private. I don't expose you. I don't talk about your business, you know, none of that at all. Whatsoever. The other way you can contact me is by going through Skype, and we can actually sit down and see each other and talk one-on-one, and I can help you sort through different things. Now, more so than doing a lot of talking, I do a lot of listening, because in order to help you, I need to listen to you as a person, as, you know, someone who needs to say what they want, do what they want, and how they feel they can go about it. I'm just here to give you advice in the sense of, you know, looking into your situation and thinking about how best what you already know to do and what I can put in with that so that you can have different options. That's all that I'm here for, basically. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I need to make that very, very clear. I don't tell anyone to, you know, what to do, because what's good for me may not be good for you. And you're an adult. You know, you're an adult, and you're very capable of making your own decisions. I know that you're very intelligent. I know that you have a lot of ideas. I know that you maybe need just a few adjustments. You know, that's the reason why you would talk to me, because you probably just want to tweak something that you already have in mind to do. So basically, I am here to just listen and to just help you with whatever information I can provide for you. And whatever it is that I can show you from what I've learned on my side, you know, things that I've tried, which I've tried quite a few things. I mean, if you've ever listened to any of my other blogs, or if you've been to the Facebook or anything like that, pretty much I do still a lot about myself. And for the most part, a lot of things work, you know. Like, my life is pretty great. I mean, I'm not going to say that it was always like that for me. I had to make different adjustments, different changes, go through a lot of ups and downs, especially when it came to business and trying to figure out what I want, what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it, who I could talk to, who, you know, not to be bothered with. And it's like a hard road when you make the decision to leave some people in your life who, you know, are positive, and then others that are not positive, you have to actually accept. And that may hurt, you know, that may hurt you and that may hurt them. But in the long run, it is a good thing. Now, anybody that's the negative in your life, if they want to stay around you, it's that old saying that goes, if I care for you, you care for me, kind of situation. So, I mean, if you're being positive and trying to provide them with that, you know, like that great aura in the background for them and helping them, then they should be willing to do the same thing for you. Not to say that people have to. Don't get me wrong, because that's not what I'm saying. I know a lot of people will probably take that wrong and think, oh, you know, I have to change for my friend and I'm not doing that. No, 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 that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if you care for your friend or that family member or the lover that you have or the mate that you have, you know, or, you know, your partner or the coworker, anybody that cares for someone else will make a little bit of allowance, and that person will do the same thing back so that everything stays on a positive note. Now, we all, you know, we're all human. We're human in the sense that we like things to stay steady and we like things to stay firm. Although that doesn't happen very much unless you create that as a situation for yourself where things are steady and things are firm. And like I said, a lot of times that means you have to let a lot of things go that are not, that you know aren't working. You know, for instance, you may be in a job, and I'm always saying that to different people. You may be in a job, and you're there because you actually like it, but the people that you work around are terrible. They're just terrible, and you don't want to say anything. But what happens to you is you build up these different feelings, you know, of being having anxiety and anger and frustration, and it's just an overall key to stress. And you know, stress can kill you. If you love your life, if you love being alive, then you definitely don't want to be dead. You saying that, the thing that I can tell you is, that would be the reason to leave that job. Definitely. It would be the reason to leave that job, no matter how much money it is. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but the economy and I need the money. And I'm not telling you to just walk out on a job. No, I'm not saying that. I wouldn't do that. What I'm saying is, while you're there, you can start making preparations for getting another job ahead of time. Now, a lot of people go online and they submit applications to different companies and stuff. But the problem with that is that the company is already bogged down with applications for the most of it. So, I mean, when you think about it, you'll probably be under a list of 500,000, 2,000 other people, and that cuts it down for you. My thing, since I'm always thinking in threes, is that the plan that you make for a new job, you make it in three. Yes, maybe you might hit the internet. The second plan is to network with and everything. They can give you hands-on job. Now, I know you're saying hands-on, you know, what does that mean exactly? For some people, they do know what it means, so let me clear that up right now. But for the others that don't, it means that they either recommend you for a job somewhere from someone they already know, or they can give you a place that you could physically go into for a job. Now, that's the second way. The third way is that you can create your own business. You can create your own job from your home. And I know that that sounds like, wow, it's a lot to do. And believe you me, it's not. I've done it. And I've created multiple businesses up underneath one umbrella. And, you know, I'm living life. And I have no complaints. I have none at all. You know, even the days that seem a little slow, you know, like that. And I really still don't mind. And I do take days off. I take 2 days off a week, just like everybody else. You know, my days off are Tuesday and Wednesday. And I usually try to work at least 12 hours in a day. Now, I wouldn't suggest, what I would say is that you work at whatever time you want to work, basically. But make sure that it's something that you like, something that will keep your interest piqued, and something that's definitely trendy. That's something you want to make sure of. If you have a specific skill and you really know how to do something well, do it. And get the information out there. Just do it. Don't wait and say, oh, you know, I can't, I don't know, or, you know, where am I going to get help? This is what I'm saying to you right now. I'm here to help. And there are thousands of others that are here to help as well. I mean, if I can't help you, I would definitely send some information to someone else to help you, someone that I know in the field of what you're trying to do. So it's like you have options. You definitely have options. Now, if you're going to do option number three, some things do take a startup cash, and other things, you know, you can pretty much start up with nothing. And then you can earn the cash and then, of course, pay for things along the way. So if I usually go with a lot of free items, not because I have to, you know, a free product, I'm sorry, or things like that. Not because I have to, but I usually do it because I prove to whoever it is that I'm talking to or whoever it is I'm trying to help or you know, are given advice or anything, I try to prove to them that you can take products that are free or websites that are free or, you know, free information and things like that, and you can still make a good business. It doesn't matter if you have a website and your name is ending in a subsite, and then, you know, like that, as in the one that I have off of abmotivation.web.com. That's just a just a, you know, an example. Being is, it does say that, but it does still have a lot of traffic. I talk to people, and I help a great deal of people. It's no different from a person or a person having a website with just their name and then just.com.net or whatever. I'm no different, and it doesn't stop people from, you know, feeling that you're real or feeling that you're legitimate or feeling that you can't provide great service. It doesn't change any of that. I want you to know that if you are thinking to yourself at this moment, I don't really know. I'm really not sure. My suggestion would be to surf the net since you're already obviously on a computer and check out all of the people who have done it. Don't just take my word. I always tell people, don't just take my word for it. And I'm not saying that I'm right 100% all the time, because I've made mistakes and I'm wrong a lot of times, just like everybody else. But I try my best to give the best information that I can. I really, and if I'm wrong about something, I will work with you through it and help you get it right. You know, maybe I have a website that is out of date because they just shut down or something like that. So, I mean, things like that, you can't help. You can't help because business is always changing. People are always changing names of things, or products are always upgrading. You know, all of that. So if I can help you in anything by the way of, like I said, getting a job or improving your relationship, because I definitely have an improved relationship. And it's amazing when you go from one type of relationship to another type of relationship, but you've gone up instead of going down. It's wonderful. I can tell you that. So, having said that, I want you to know that I am giving 2 seminars soon. One is actually in Manhattan. I know I was supposed to give that before, and I wasn't able to do that due to unforeseen circumstances. But I'm back on track now, and I'm going to do that. And that will be in Midtown Manhattan, actually. The second one, if you know where Central Park is in Manhattan, I'll be there as well on the Great Lawn. Now, it isn't a thing where I'm charging or anything like that. Basically, I'm just out there, and you're more than welcome to just join in and find out all the information you want to find out from me. If you need to talk to me afterwards, after the seminar is over, I'll be available. I'll stay around for a while after the seminar is over to help anyone that needs help, of course. And with the indoor seminar, that'll actually cost $10. But at that one, you'll get, you know, things that, information that you won't necessarily get, you know, in Central Park. And you'll also, you know, with the food and and everything like that. So it'll be served and, you know, all of those things, just to let you know. So all of that is in addition, you know, to you just being there, hearing great information. And when you walk out of there, you should have a definite plan. I mean, you should really have a definite plan. My book is on Amazon, as everybody knows. Don't forget to go to my website, which is abmotivation.web.com, and it will take you to the Facebook or the Twitter, also on YouTube at abmotivation New York. So you can find me there, as well as MySpace at AB Motivation New York. So, I mean, you know, you can hook up with me in all kinds of different places and speak to me about whatever it is you need help about. But basically, by email, and that email again is abmotivationnewyork@gmail.com. Again, I stress to you, if you can come to a seminar. Oh, before I forget, there will be an online seminar, which I'll be posting. So I hope to see you there. Until then, have a great life. You deserve it. Bye-bye.